Given the hellish year we've had in 2020, I thought it'd be fun to close the year with a touch of levity in the form of my cat interrupting me and just generally wanting to be podcast famous. He does it during every voiceover recording session, bustles into my makeshift wardrobe studio that's beneath a blanket-covered tripod, and he used to do it in my interviews as well. We'd hop onto my desk until I started closing my office door to stop him. And the only way to get rid of him when he comes into my studio is not to ignore him, but rather to negotiate and renegotiate the terms by which I may record in peace. Usually I edit it all out, but today I'm highlighting the best of these silly cat meowing outtakes so that you too can marvel at Max's vocal range and social intelligence. So here we go with a Christmas gift from Meow to you, the Max Interrupts Collection, Volume 1. Welcome to the life and times of video games. Welcome to... Max, don't... Oh yeah. I'm being attacked. You can play Airfight today using virtual terminals from Cyber One. Oh! That was really rude. Or any kind of technical pursuit. He was hired into the Microsoft Office team as a programmer on Excel. Yeah, that's right. He was hired into the Microsoft Office team as a programmer on Excel. He was hired into the Microsoft Office team as a programmer.
Max, what are you doing? Why are you interrupting? You want to be a star? Hey? What you got to say to the microphone, Mr. Mel? Good boy. You gotta do it to the microphone. Mm-hmm. How are you? Yeah. You gonna hang out with me, are you? Okay. Mm-hmm. You gonna let me finish?
Careful, Max. Max, I can't see the screen. Can you please go? Hey, can you go? Excuse me. Careful.
Oh, your face was great. Welcome back. You are a force of chaos, you know.
Leaves a path of destruction in his wake. Okay, is this all fine? Yeah.
Can I help out, do you? Oh, you're so cute. Need more space? Here you go. Yeah?
Behind the microphone with Max.
That's what we should call your new show.
Let me see if I can get a nice photo of you. Needs to be a nice photo for the publicity. Yeah, it's important. Okay. Shall we continue? Where was I? I think I was up to this bit. To provide that oppositional force that would make people stop. That would make people stop and say, hey, there must be a middle ground here for everyone. And to help us learn to be more inclusive.
I am including you.
The Girl Games movement kind of petered out around the end of the 1990s. Its loudest voices either got bought out and quietly put to pasture by Mattel, which dominated the market with its Barbie-themed games. Or they fell prey to changing market conditions as CD-ROM sales fell away and the dot-com crash scared off investors.
Yes, I'm sitting up straight.
In a 3-minute race to get as far as possible. To get as far as possible. As far as possible in the game.
You're ruining my recording.
Okay.
I thought you were gonna sit down there. No?
Roger Wagner was one of the giants of the early home computer software industry in America. He'd started his career as a science teacher.
I continue purring. It's lovely of you to visit, but can I get back to my recording?
What if people could quickly press some simple key combination while they're playing a game that would instantly replace the game with something that looks at...
It was an admirable attempt to wait for me. You didn't last very long, though. You're like, that's long enough, huh? That's long enough. Okay, let's pause.
What if computer games could have a boss key?
Yeah, what? What if they could? What do you think? You need a boss key in your games? You gonna sit at least? You stay still, I can just filter you out.
Oh no. Oh no, where are you going?
So I have to hold your tail so you don't wreck things.
Professional clubs and managers even use it to devise new tactics and... Max. And...
I'll let you know when I'm done. I'll come get you. I will, I'll come get you. You go. I'll come get you when I'm finished. Yeah, bye. Off you go. No, you leave, and I'll come back and tell you when I'm done. Good boy.
In what seems now so long ago, when April Fool's Day was about... When April Fool's Day was about having fun.
Oh, shit. Hello again. I'm still going. You leaving? Alright, bye. Meow. I'm past halfway. You're gonna leave me? You're gonna stay? Just whatever you choose. Stop yelling at me. Ah! Don't move the microphone! Stop that! I need the microphone to stay in one place so that my recording sounds good. No, Max. Max, settle down. What's this? You're gonna... Gonna try and block me, are you? That's your big strategy. That just makes me take longer. This is counterproductive.
You can support the Life and Times of Video Games by sharing your favorite episodes with others and by making a donation via paypal.me/mossrc or patreon.com/lifeandtimesofvideogames. And you can support Max by giving him biscuits or being quiet when you visit me. He doesn't like loud noises that aren't the sound of his own voice, but he really loves biscuits and chicken and kicking his tennis ball and yelling at birds and catching bugs. So he'd probably be happy with the donation of live bugs as well. But my wife would kill me if I voluntarily let any bugs into our house. So that's it from me for this year. I know it's been a tough year for all of us and a really sucky year for a lot of people. But I hope I've brought some small amount of pleasure to your lives in 2020. Until next year, my name is Richard Moss. His name is Max. And this was The Life and Times of Video Games. Thanks for listening. I'll see ya.